Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Chin, lead servant and founder of Linda Chin Ministries Institute of Biblical Studies. And we are enjoying coming back with a podcast regarding understanding spiritual warfare. It is based on a study written by a book called Spiritual Warfare, Biblical Truth for Victory. It is written by John Franklin and Chuck Lawless. And we have entitled this study, Understanding Spiritual Warfare. Well, today, we want to talk about what Satan really wants. What does he really want from you? We know that the Bible tells us in John 10 that he cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But what he really wants is your mind. If he can get your mind, he's got everything else that concerns you in your life. Satan wants your mind. In Acts chapter 14, in verse 2, the Bible tells us, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. And that's the work of the enemy. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against brethren. Satan wants your mind. The thing is this, if he can get your mind, he can control your behavior. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible tells us, says the God of this world, that Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, preventing them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of God. That is the God of this world. That's a little g. That is the enemy. He wants your mind. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear that by any means, as the serpent, that Satan beguiled Eve, through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The truth in Christ is simple. There's nothing complicated about the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings us unto salvation. Thus, in Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What does the heart have to do with the mind? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. The heart is changed by the mind. The heart is changed by the mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so the enemy of your soul wants your mind. And this is the thing, you've got to guard your mind, guard your heart, because the things that you do, our behavior comes out of our belief, comes out of our belief. And then you have scriptures. So if you think about it, even in Matthew, I used to teach sometimes at how we will say sometimes that people can get on our nerves. And Jesus kind of went there with his disciples, believe it or not, where they aggravated him. I mean, you think about it. He came as a man in the flesh and he expressed his aggravation over the things and the way that they were thinking. The bottom line is if you change your thinking, you can change your life. I'll say that again. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. Think so. Matthew 15 and verse 16, this is Jesus talking. And he says, Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? In other words, you still don't understand. Understanding has to do with the mind. Verse 17, he says, do you not yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out right in the draft? But he's talking about, do you understand? You still don't understand. Matthew 16:9. Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? And because they forgot what Jesus had done, here they go casting doubt and showing doubt. And he's like, you just don't get it. You got to get this thing in your mind. You got to get it in your mind. You got to get it in your heart. And heart and mind in scripture often also is used interchangeably. So Mark, this is another gospel. You know, Mark and Matthew is a synoptic gospel. But in Mark chapter 4 and verse 13, that is Mark 4:13, the scripture says, and this is King James, and he said unto them, this is Jesus talking, know ye not this parable, and how then will you know all parables? And so he was talking to them about the sower and the seed of the sower. And the thing is, he keeps talking about their mind and he keeps talking about their thinking. He wants them to get truth of scripture. You've got to receive it in your mind. You've got to receive it. Understanding comes from the mind. All these scriptures that I just mentioned have to do with the mind. Understanding comes from the mind. It's your mind that perceives. In other words, it's your mind that deals with, it means to understand. So to perceive means to understand or to receive intelligently. It means to understand or to receive intelligently. Romans, and we know this is a familiar scripture, Romans 12 and verse 2, where the Bible says, right, be not transformed. Well, let me just go to it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what the Bible is teaching us. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That word renewing is refurbish, redecorated, overhaul. If you refurbish furniture, you scrub it down or sand it down so that you can get to the natural grain before you put anything else on it. So it is being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so that's what Satan wants. He wants your mind. He wants your mind. It is the mind that pursues not only the truth of God, but your mind perceives the will of God. In Luke 24, 44, and this is the New King James Version. So Luke 24, 44 and 45 says, then he said to them, these are the words which I spake to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. He opened their understanding so that they could comprehend, that is, understand the scriptures. So another reason why Satan wants your mind is because your mind perceives the truth and the will of God. Perceives the truth and the will of God. What we believe determines our actions and responses, your directions, everything. What you believe determines what you do. People don't really act on a lie. We act on what we perceive and believe and understand to be true. So this is the thing. Satan is not omniscient, meaning all-knowing. Satan cannot read your mind. Only God is omniscient. But Satan does know that by your actions that you have carried out the thoughts that he planted in your mind. And that's why oftentimes it's not good to always to talk a lot, because he can put thoughts in your mind and they come out of your mouth. And then once they come out of your mouth, you know, you have just spoken what the enemy has spoken into your head. The battlefield of your mind. Your head is the battlefield of Satan. He loves to shoot fiery darts on the battlefield of your mind. In Matthew 16, 22, the Bible says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, oh, never, Lord. He said, this shall never happen to you. Because Peter and you know, Jesus told him, you don't understand. You just don't understand. You don't understand. So this is what I know about myself. And I didn't really know this at the beginning, but I'll share this with you. Many of us long to know what our purpose is. Why do I exist? Why was I born? Why am I here? And it took me some time to discover it. It took me some time spending time with God, doing an exercise, writing out the things that bug me the most, the things that I love the most, the things that drive me, the things that keep me awake. And through that exercise over a period of quite a while, the Lord let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my purpose is to root out, to pull down, to throw down and destroy false belief systems in the minds of God's people, to plant in them the incorruptible seed of the word so that they can bloom wherever they are planted, to root out, to pull down, destroy, and throw down false belief systems in the minds of God's people, to plant in them the incorruptible seed of the word so that they can bloom where they are planted. Your beliefs are come from a system. They come from our childhood, our experiences, and not everything we believe is truth. And that's why your mind has to perceive the truth and the will of God. Your belief systems determine your directions, your actions, and your responses. It's how you believe. And sometimes we have faulty thinking. We have faulty thinking at times. In Luke 9:49, Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he's not one of us. Well, you know, we don't decide who is a Christian or believer. Only God knows what people believe in their heart. But Satan knows the victory for most temptations is not won at the point of the temptation. That's not where it's won. Because whether or not we stand usually is settled long before the situation arises. What you believe is settled in your mind long before the temptation comes before you. So it's what you believe. What you believe determines ahead of time your actions and your responses. What does Satan want from you? He wants your mind. Satan wants your mind. He wants your mind because the heart is changed by the mind. And it is the mind that perceives the truth and the will of God. And it is what you believe determines your actions and your responses. It's what you believe. Not only that, if you can unify your mind with the word of God, right? If you can unify your mind there, then you can walk in victory. When you unify your mind with the word of God, God's word, right, which does not return void, it accomplishes what he wills and where he sends it. It accomplishes just that. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, he watches over his word to perform it. So if you can unify your mind with the mind of Christ and the word of God, then you can walk in victory with God. And I believe that's why these gentlemen, John Franklin and Chuck Lawless, named this study, Spiritual Warfare, Biblical Truth for Victory. It's biblical truth, not your personal truth, not my personal truth, not my mother's or my father's or my pastor's, but biblical truth. The heart is changed by the mind. The heart is changed. Now, why else does Satan want your mind? Because if your mind is skewed or corrupted, it blocks and hinders how useful you can be to building the kingdom of God. It blocks that. So Paul had expressed a concern for the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11:3. You know, he says, I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. Sometimes we complicate the word of God. There's a simplicity in Christ whereby we can walk in freedom and knowing exactly who he is, right? We can know exactly who he is. So your mind, a corrupted mind, a skewed thoughts, a faulty thinking blocks your usefulness to help build the kingdom of the Lord God. It helps block that. So why else does Satan want our minds? Because your mind is the battlefield. Remember I said that's where Satan shoots the fiery darts. He shoots fiery darts. Paul said the danger of us as Christians is believing a false belief system. That's why he said in Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith you were made free by Christ Jesus, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast in that liberty. Stand fast in the liberty. Evidently, this is Galatians 1:7. Some people are throwing you into confusion and you're trying to pervert the gospel. You know, he asked them also in Galatians, who bewitched you? Like, who's got you thinking so differently? Who's got you thinking opposed to what the word of God says and what I have preached to you? Paul was preaching the truth. And so it's important that we guard our minds. And we don't often think about it, but things we do every day infiltrates our battlefield. Music we listen to. We start singing the words of certain songs. We watch certain television and thoughts and ideas come into our minds, and it can corrupt our minds. And so I would encourage you that have little children, be mindful of what you permit your children to watch on television and what kind of music you permit your young people to listen to. And it's not about being controlling. It is about protecting their minds from being corrupted of the evil one. Because Satan doesn't care about children. Satan doesn't care that he's attacking a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 5 or 16-year-old. He doesn't care. He wants the mind. If the earlier he can get the mind, the more he can settle in, dig his heels in, and just have his way. So the earlier you can protect your children and your grands or whomever else against the wiles of the enemy, the better off you are. And you do that in and through the word of God. It is a battlefield for bondage or freedom. It's your mind. It's the battlefield for either bondage or freedom. And it guides your beliefs, right? Which drives your behavior, guides our directions. And the heart is changed by the mind. We've got to remember that. Joyce Meyer, a wonderful teacher, wrote a book on the battlefield of the mind. And that's why the word tells us that we got to be washed by the water of the word. We got to be washed by the water of the word. So be careful of guarding your mind. The heart is changed by the mind. It is your mind that perceives the truth and the will of God. It is your belief systems that determines what you're going to do, how you're going to do. It determines your responses. It determines your reactions. And you've got to make up in your mind that you are going to have a unified thought with God's word. And you can't do that outside of studying his word and getting in a good Bible study. I also tell people that if your mind is going to line up with the word of God, you can't necessarily always have Bible study by yourself, because that leads into sometimes faulty interpretation. I've been teaching the Bible 18 years now, but I sit under a teacher regularly. I sit under teachers who are more seasoned than I am, because it is a safe place. It is in a place of accountability, a place of responsibility, because I handle the word of God. And it is important. So I feel the Holy Spirit telling me to go to a scripture, and that is in James chapter 3. And this is the King James: "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that you shall receive the greater condemnation." Now, that word masters in other translations is teachers. If you remember in the Gospels, certain of the disciples would call Jesus master and others would call him teacher, but it is the same interpretation. So in other words, James 3:1, "My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing that you shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect or mature man, and able also to bridle the whole body." And so as a teacher, I've got to be responsible. And as a student, you've got to be responsible as well. And that's why the scriptures tell us that those Bereans were more noble than those at Thessalonica, because the Bereans searched the word daily. The Bible says it searched them scriptures daily to see if what they were teaching was even the truth. And so your mind has to receive the truth and the will of God. So I want to encourage you, beloved, to continue guarding your heart and your mind. Satan ultimately wants your mind. If he can get your mind, he can get your body. If he can get your mind, he can tell you what to do and what not to do with your money. If he can get your mind, he can disturb you and distract you from doing what God called you to do in your life with your family. If he can get your mind, he can veer your eyes away from things where you begin to look at things and desire things that are not for you, that are harmful to you. They may look good and feel good and taste good and seem good for a period, because that's how he appeals to us. But we've got to guard the mind. The heart is changed by the mind. And remember that God said that David was a man after his own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. Satan wants your mind. Why? The heart is changed by the mind. Your mind is what perceives the will and the truth of God. Your belief systems, what you believe, determines your actions, your reactions, your responses. And your mind needs to be unified with the word of God. And if you have a corrupted mind, it keeps you from being useful to building the kingdom of God. And lastly, your mind is the battlefield, whether it is determined you will be a slave to sin and Satan, or you will have liberty in Christ Jesus. Well, beloved, I hope you got something out of this podcast, knowing what Satan really wants from you. He wants your mind. I look forward to spending time with you again. This is Dr. Linda Chin, lead servant and founder of Linda Chin Ministries Institute of Biblical Studies, where we can be reached at info@lindachin.com. That is info@lindachin.com. And I hope that we are fulfilling our mission, which is to enlighten, renew, and transform minds. Until next time, be blessed.